Thank you very much, Mike Pomp. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And we did actually post a capture of a fugitive of the week last week.
We did. We actually received word last week. Berwick Police Department over in Maine had received a telephone call. And we had been over there a few times looking for Zachary Sutton. He was wanted out of Stratford County on bail violations on a couple of counts of assault. One was second-degree assault by strangulation on a child. Then there was another simple assault on a second child, which occurred back in 2020 in Rochester. So having been over to Berwick several times to talk to some relatives, apparently Mr. Zach Sutton went back to this relative's house and tried to kick the door in and make himself welcome there. But unfortunately, they didn't want him there. And they contacted Berwick Police Department, who was very familiar with him based on our prior conversations. And they were able to get over there, and Mr. Sutton took off into the woods. They were able to track him down and take him into custody. So that's a win in our books. So I was very happy to see that.
That is awesome.
So once he was in custody, he was taken over to the York County Jail, where he was charged as a fugitive from justice. And I'm sure he sat there for a little while until he had court in Maine, and then finally would be returned back to Stratford County. So a little bit of a time delay. It's always better, like I always say, turn yourself in and let's get this process started. And, you know, it looks better in front of the judge. But in this case, Mr. Sutton did pretty much everything wrong possible and was in the wrong state, has to spend extra time in Maine, committed a new crime while he was over there. So it's you're just adding to your misery. So it's so much easier to take care of these things and get on with your life and figure stuff out.
It's just better when you're in control of your future.
It really is.
You know?
It's your choice, it's your schedule versus our choice, our schedule when we find you. So
right.
Wouldn't you rather just make an appointment and say, hey, I'm going to be there Monday morning at 8 a.m. to turn myself in versus, oh, no, the marshals are here. It's 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. This is going to screw up my entire long weekend.
Right.
And those are the things that happen pretty regularly. So we try to encourage people to do the right thing. And sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't.
All right. Well, let's put a new one up on the board for our Fugitive of the Week for this week.
This week we're looking for one of our federal fugitives. He's wanted out of U.S. District Court in New Hampshire. He is on supervised release for a prior offense of he was convicted of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute controlled substances. At that time it was fentanyl. This is Jose Hiram Martinez Rolon. All his ties are down in the Manchester area. He's only 30 years old. 5'7", 180 pounds, has brown eyes and black hair, has a tattoo on his right forearm of a clown face, and on his right hand a black rose. I tried to put a photograph under it so you can kind of get an idea of what it looks like. Photo's a pretty reasonable representation of probably what he looks like today. But hopefully somebody recognizes him and can give us a call, point us in the right direction. Or Mr. Martinez Rolon, maybe he's seen this and he wants to do the right thing and he knows how to do it.
Right, and it can be an easy thing, but continuing to run and continuing to hide, I mean, isn't it really a choice of when, not if?
It's exactly. You're always looking over your shoulder 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You have to get lucky every single minute of every single day, whereas
yeah.
We have to get lucky 1 second of one day when we bump into you on the sidewalk or at some house you're staying at or a car you're driving. You know, it's so much easier to, you know, just get that stress off you and do the right thing. He would have his contact information for the probation officer he's supposed to be reporting to.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage him to reach out to that probation officer if he wants to turn himself in. He can make arrangements to come into the office, and we can get him into court that day. And a lot of times, you know, when you get in front of the judge and you turn yourself in, you're going to get back out. So that alone should be a motivation. And if you have a drug issue, the courts nowadays are very treatment-oriented, so
yeah.
That's the thing that the judges generally go to and the prosecutors go to. It's like, what can we do to help you try to take care of this addiction issue that you might have or whatever mm-hmm. issue you might have?
Right.
So that's what we're looking at, and hopefully Mr. Martinez Rolon respects that, understands that, and wants to do the right thing.
That's good if he does, but we can help if he doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to give us a call, you can reach out at our main number at 603-225-1632. You can ask to speak to the case agent, which is Deputy U.S. Marshal Goffin. Or you can go right on the poster. We have those links there all the time. It says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. Again, completely anonymous. You don't need to testify against Mr. Martinez Rolon. Your name does not need to go into any reports. Mm-hmm. It is all about tracking him down, getting him back before a judge, and holding him responsible for his actions. So another thing I just noticed on the poster that I forgot is his nickname is Ardilla, which in Spanish means squirrel. So so we're looking for Mr. Martinez Rolon, the squirrel. So anybody has any information, we'd love it.
All right, that's good. If you see that big bushy tail, get a hold of the U.S. Marshals Service, and let's see if we can move this right along. I will be posting this at our website, thepulseofnh.com, as well as the interview, because we do this every single Wednesday, and I look forward to maybe hearing another capture next week. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, thank you so much.
I really appreciate that, and hopefully I'll have some more good news for you next week, and I look forward to talking to you.
And that's our Fugitive of the Week for this week, here in the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.